This is topic 2.5. One of your practicals for this topic, to describe how membrane structure can be investigated practically, e.g. by the effect of alcohol concentration or temperature on membrane permeability. So you did a practical using good old beetroot, and you had to cut it into 1 centimetre length cylinders and put it in distilled water overnight. Now, this removed any dye that had been released through cutting through the cells. Okay, the dye is contained within the vacuole of the beetroot plant. So if you cut through the cell, there's a chance you're going to cut through the vacuole and that will release the dye. So you then had to get different water baths of different temperature, put distilled water into those water baths until they'd reached the temperature, and then add a bit of beetroot to each, leave for half an hour. You then had to remove the beetroot very carefully and shake the tubes to make sure you dispersed all the dye. You had to then put the colorimeter into percentage absorption or absorbance using a blue or green filter. Okay, so the red dye of the beetroot juice is because it's reflecting the red pigment. Okay, so it will absorb the blue and green. So you filter out just the blue and green. You calibrate using distilled water first, and then you add a small amount of beetroot solution to the cuvette. You put into the colorimeter and read percentage absorbance. Then you can calculate percentage transmission if you wish. So that's just 100 minus the percentage absorbance. But as temperature increased, you found that the percentage transmission slightly increased to a point at which it greatly increased. Okay, actually what you want is the percentage absorbance increasing to a point where it greatly increased. So you end up with a sigmoidal curve. Okay, so more dye was released above about 40 degrees Celsius. This was due to the proteins in the membrane being denatured. The vibration of the molecules, the protein molecules, caused the destruction of the tertiary structure of the proteins and reduced its ability to maintain its shape in the membrane. You may also have had vibration of the phospholipids itself. You had some issues there. You may have had difficulty keeping the temperature going. You may have not been able to read the colorimeter properly. You may have been putting a grubby fingerprint right in the middle of the nice clean cuvette surface. You can also look at the same sort of experiment, but looking at different concentrations of alcohol. So using different concentrations of ethanol solution, you wouldn't have needed to bother with changing the temperature, although you should probably have put everything in a water bath so that you maintain the constant temperature. Don't forget to control all your variables where possible. Now, the thing about the ethanol is that it's a non-polar substance, or at least it will dissolve non-polar substances. That's why you should always have a beer if you go for a curry, okay? Because the beer will dissolve the capsaicin, which is going to cause you grief if it's too hot and spicy. Now, the ethanol will dissolve or start to reorientate the phospholipids in the plasma membrane. So if it reorientates them, then it could disrupt the membrane, leaving large gaps where the dye could leak out. Okay, you're relying on your cells being in a polar substance so that the heads continue to orientate themselves out and the tails continue to orientate themselves in. And if you change that around at all, then you could end up with a disrupted membrane.